Hello, this is Joanna Patrice Haggerty, and I am on location at the Holiday Pop-Up Market for 2023 at the Asheville Mall, sponsored by WWBC and Biz Radio. We have 50 local women-owned entrepreneurs here selling their goods and getting their name out there for folks. Joining me now is Lindsay Simpson, founder of the Hendersonville Toy Company. Thanks for being here, Lindsay.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. First off, you have an amazing sweater and an amazing booth.
Thank you.
And we have to talk about, tell us about your business. Obviously, it's toys, right?
Yes, it is. It, even more than toys, too. So Hendersonville Toy Company is located in Hendersonville. We specialize in sustainably made toys. We also have STEM-related items, Montessori-based play, and just things that are unique. So things that you're not going to find everywhere, and then a lot of toys, books, and games that are going to inspire intergenerational play, because it's really important that, you know, if you have kids or you have kids in your life, you know that they like to play with the same thing over and over and over again, and we want to make sure that the adults in their life want to play the same thing over and over and over again.
Because play is not delineated to one age, let's be correct, right?
100%. Play is so important no matter how, what your age is or how old you get, even up into seniors. Like, in fact, I'm going to talk to some seniors next week about the importance of play. It really helps with cognitive abilities, dexterity, bonding with
mental health.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so curious. You mentioned sustainable and STEM toys. What makes a toy sustainable, and what exactly is a STEM toy?
Yeah. So it's from the sustainable angle. We have a lot of wooden toys in store. If it's not wooden, then it's usually like a recycled plastic. We have a great brand, Lowercase Toys, that's felt toys that are made from recycled water bottles. That's also a woman-owned business.
Love that.
Yeah. So they check almost all of our boxes. So those are really great. Or there's also some that are made from bioplastics. We have Green Toys, which is a pretty popular brand. They're made from recycled milk jugs. So it's a lot of recycled materials, wooden toys, things like that.
That's so special.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, what exactly is STEM, and what exactly do STEM toys mean, too?
Yeah, so STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
That's right.
So it's a lot of building. We have some things that help kids to learn about sequencing, which can help them if they want to eventually get into computer programming or coding, things like that. A lot of engineering-based toys, so that also goes into the building, but trying to figure out how things can work together. We have these really great wooden models that are from Ukraine, and so they're all mechanical models, no glue, anything like that, and you can build marble runs. We have a wind-up car you can build, all sorts of really cool sets.
That is so fun. And I'm a big fan working in the arts sector, too. I love STEAM as well, where you throw in the arts piece as well. So valuable and important, isn't it?
100%. Yeah. And we have a lot of great arts and crafts, too.
Love that.
By my day job, I'm also in the art field.
Oh,
and
I
so it's really important for me to have the crafts and arts that kids can play with.
That's really, really important. Yeah. Okay, so you talked about intergenerational play. Why is that important?
So I think we've come to realize this more, especially with COVID and how prevalent computers and phones and everything are. And so it's really easy to, you know, throw a tablet in front of your kid, or I know I've done this. I'll be watching TV and on my phone, which is crazy when you really think about
it.
And so it's important to be able to have those activities that are going to be fun for kids, but they're also fun for adults.
Yeah.
Because then that way you have them spending time together. So that could be a puzzle. It could be an activity book. It could be the building sets that I talked about. Maybe you're doing those together.
Right.
Because a lot of the more intricate ones, you know, you need an adult to help you.
Right.
And at the end of the day, the adult's going to have just as much fun as the kid.
Yeah.
We also have a lot of really cool games that are fun. We have one called Cow Pie Catapults.
Ooh.
Which kids are obviously going to think it's fun because it talks about, you know, cow pies.
Right.
But when we first found it, my husband was like, we should get this. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if we need that. And he goes, just play it. And it is so ridiculously fun to just launch these silicone cow pies at your opponent's cows and try to knock them over. It's ridiculously fun.
And we all need that moment to sort of disrupt the hard parts of life, especially as we're walking into the holiday season, right?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, I guess, are there any last minute maybe advice for people who are trying to make sure that they're gifting correct or want to be conscious of financial spending or all the things? What are your advices for that?
Oh, gosh. Well, there's so much to it, right? There's so many different levels of toys and types of toys. And, you know, that's one of the great things about shopping local is that when you come into Hendersonville Toy Company, you can come up to the counter and you can say, okay, I need a holiday gift for a 6-month-old, a 7-year-old, and a 9-year-old. And we'll ask you a few questions about what they're into, but then we can help point you in the right direction.
Love
and
that.
The other thing that was really important to us as a family-owned business was that we have a variety of price ranges.
Mm-hmm.
So typically sustainably made toys are a little bit on the higher end.
Sure.
Just because they cost more to make.
Absolutely.
And the materials are a little bit more expensive. But we wanted to make sure that we have stuff. If a kid comes in with $5
Aww.
Of an allowance,
yep.
they have choices.
I love that.
So we have things that go from $2 and up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you say that there was a list people can go find out, and then
yes.
people can also visit your store. So tell us about this list and how
yeah.
people can come find you.
Yeah, so we also developed our own top 10 gift list,
I love
which
that.
Is online. So it's on our website, hvltoycompany.com. We also have copies of it in store and on our social media. So the best ways to find us would be on social media, Facebook and Instagram at HVL Toy Company, or like I said, online, hvltoycompany.com. We do have online shopping.
Oh,
you can
great.
Pick it up in store, or we can ship it for you.
I love that.
Yep.
Well, Lindsay, thank you for being here, and thank you for bringing play and sustainable play to the holiday season in Western North Carolina this year.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you guys for tuning in. Please be sure to check out bizradio.us for more great conversations around small and mid-sized businesses, leaders, and innovators.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.